that came out of Nashville. Some of the people were Ernest Tubb. That's ancient. Let me let the people know how old I am. We had a club called the Sub Dance.
When you feel like you're in love, don't just stand there.
We used to give teenage parties for all the kids around there. And that's where I met Joe. I think I was around 17 years old. He would always ask me for a dance when the music was slow.
When the moon is shining bright.
He seemed very kind, very sweet.
You're not having any fun.
Joseph was in a group. Besides me leaving singing with my sister, I started singing with him. And then we would sing and harmonize together a lot. Then the children came along and I kept singing.
2300 Jackson Street in that little house. I was the only one born in that house. We had two bedrooms in our home. And I and my sisters, Janet and Latoya, slept in the living room. We had a couch that led out into a bed. My brothers slept in one room, and that room had triple bunk beds, and they slept on the bunk bed. And then my parents slept in the other room.
I don't know how I squeezed all of us in that little house, having all my children when I was young and having them so close together. Every time I would get pregnant, I was afraid to tell Joe. We didn't believe in abortion, so that's why we got so many children. The children around our neighborhood, especially the boys, they were kind of bad. Some of them, they would break in people's cars and do things, and our children were never allowed to go out at night or play with those kids.
They weren't really social with the rest of the neighborhood. They clung to each other, and that's how the Jacksons were raised.
Poor, I mean, that was a way of life. We had plenty of food to eat. We were like all the other kids in the area.
Michael never thought he was poor when he was young because he did not know what poor was. He thought everyone lived the way his family